Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question, actually two fascinating related questions. So we're sitting down, first night of Rosh Hashanah, and the minhag is to have this simanim, various foods that we say yehi ratzons over, that we should be l'rosh, v'lola zanav, etc. And the question is, what brachas do we say on those either fruits and or vegetables that we are saying the yehi ratzons over? So we're going to be eating them. So typically, on the one hand, we say a bracha when we eat something. If it's an eitz, we say eitz. If it's a dama, a dama. But we washed already. We said hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So what brachas do we say or do we not say? So in fact, when we have items that are not part of the meal, we would say a bracha on even though we wash. So that answers into the question. We'll divide up today two questions. Number one is when it comes to the fruits that we say brachas on, or the fruits that we're eating actually as the hiratzon, we're eating as the simanim, and then we'll talk about the vegetables. So when it comes to the fruits, there's a discussion in the poskim, what order do we go in? Because the first fruit that we're going to eat, we're going to say borei priya etzan, and a fairly common minhag is to start with the tapuach bidvash, the apple dipped into honey, and we would say the borei priya etzan that. But in fact, some poskim say that is a mistake. We have a concept that when you have a fruit, two fruits, competing fruits, which we're going to say the bracha on, which we're going to eat first, we choose the ones that are from the Shiva meaning, the seven species that Eretz Yisrael was complimented on, that Klal Yisrael was praised over, and that includes the rimonim, that includes the pomegranates, and it includes tamarim, dates. And now those are some of the simanim that we have. So in fact, there are poskim that say before having the apple, before eating the apple, we should in fact have either the tamarim, the dates, or the rimonim, or the pomegranates first, say the yiratzon in one of those, and only thereafter do we have the apple. We only say borei priya eats once, so we should choose one of the seven minim, one of the seven species, and including the tamarim and rimonim. So in fact, some people are noheg that way. They don't start with the apple. On the other hand, there are some poskim that say that in fact the minhag is to start with the apple, and in fact, there's special remazim, there's special reasons to have the apple, in particular based on Kabbalah. So indeed, we should be starting with the apple dipped in the honey. And so we have a competing concept that when we have two fruits or other items that are competing, which one are we going to say the bracha on first, which has the priority, that the priority doesn't go to the Shiva meaning, but goes to which one is more fond, which is more desirable to the person eating it. I like apples better than pomegranates, so I'm going to go with the apple first because that is what is chaviv, that is more fond upon me, I enjoy that more. So we have those two competing concepts. Do we go with the Shiva meaning, or do we go with what is more chaviv to me? And not accordingly, there's some that say that in particular, first night, Rosh Hashanah, there's a specialness to having the tapuach, to vidvash, to have that apple dipped in honey. And so accordingly, because it's more enjoyable, it's chaviv alai, that would take priority over the sheva minim. So in fact, what some poskim say to do is, because we really are going out of order, we indeed should be taking the Shiva meaning first. What we should do is leave the Shiva meaning. We'll leave that pomegranate and leave the date inside the kitchen, and we'll start with the tapuach bidvash. We start with the bracha. We say the bracha and eat the apple dipped in honey. But when we say the bracha, we have in mind what will be coming there afterwards. So even though we're leaving the other meaning in the kitchen, so I don't have two competing meaning here. I don't have to decide between this apple and between the pomegranate, because the pomegranate isn't on the table here. So obviously I have to say the bracha on the tapuach, on the apple, but I have in mind what's going to come in afterwards. So I only say one bracha, borei priya eitz, and I'm saying it on the apple, and it's not a problem whatsoever. So that is a nice way to approach this problem. Again, that we would start with the apple, but don't bring out the other minim, especially the ones that are from the sheva haminim, the tamarim, the dates, and the rimonim, and the pomegranates. Leave those in the inside. Say the bracha on the tapuach bidvash, but have in mind what's coming out afterward, and you say one bracha borei priya eitz. Have the apple, and it covers everything. We have another similar question, but maybe even more fundamental, is we have borei pri ha'adama. We have various simanim that will come out, and they are going to be on vegetables. So on the one hand, vegetables are more commonly part of a meal, so maybe we don't say the bracha at all, but in fact, maybe we do say the bracha. Maybe these types of vegetables are not part of the meal, or in fact, because we're really saying it not to have a salad in the meal, but because these are simanim, so that's not typically part of a meal. We don't typically have simanim in the meal. Accordingly, we say a bracha or not. So indeed, there are those that say we do say a bracha. We'll go through a couple of solutions to this. Rav Dibletsky says as follows, what you should do is, because we have the suffix, do we say a bracha, do we not say a bracha, take something that you have and say adama on, borei pri adama, for example, a banana or a strawberry, properly cleaned, obviously, no bugs on it, or watermelon. These are things that typically are not part of a meal. So you would have to say adama on it. Say the adama on one of those before you have the adamas of the simanim. And that takes care of the problem. And when you say the adama on your banana at the beginning of the meal, have in mind the various simanim that we are going to have thereafter. Or he brings another solution, cuts in the other way, that we're not going to say a bracha at all. And when we eat those yirakot, when we have the simanim, eat it together with a little bit bread, and accordingly, because we're eating it with bread together, we would not have an independent bereits pri adama on that siman. So it cuts in both directions. Either we bring out something else that we definitely say adama on, or don't say adama at all and eat the simanim with bread, and then we don't have a problem whatsoever. Nonetheless, the Piskei Tshuvos brings in a footnote that Nahu Galma, that the Minhag HaOlam is indeed to say a Borei Pri Adama as well on the Simanim, not only Borei Pri Ha'etz when we have the apple, or when we have the Rimon, whichever we have from first, but we would also say a Borei Pri Ha'adama on the Simanim, and the Divrei Yetziv, the Tshuvos Divrei Yetziv, Katav Gamken, he also wrote Shiesh Levarach, he also wrote that we should say Borei Pri Adama on the Simanim, and he brings a reason, because we don't typically have Simanim the rest of the year at our meals. Accordingly, when we bring these Adamas for the purpose of Simanim, this is obviously not part of our meal, and we would require to say a Borei Pri Adama on it. So in the end of the day, we're going to be saying two brachas based on that. We're going to say the Borei Pri Ha'etz on the apple in honey, or the Sheva Haminim, and we're also going to say a Borei Pri Ha'adama on a Siman, the first of the Simanim that we have as a vegetable. Have a wonderful day.